All right, we are here today to play a heist game, as it seems tradition, but we end up with breaks. So, yeah, we'll be playing Violet Tangerine for this last game. So,
quick question, Lou, who designed this game?
I don't know.
Because whoever it is, I mean, having read through it on other occasions, it's pretty well designed. Does anyone in the group know who designed this game?
Whoever it is, I mean, I'm looking at this game now, and it's maybe one of the best games I've ever seen. And they're probably an absolute fucking genius. So just a real mad scientist of game design. It's Lou. Lou designed the game. She did it. She designed the game, and it's good. Hey, everyone who's on this podcast, y'all shut up. This is between me and the listeners. Hey, listeners, this game's fucking good and you need to get it. Okay. Lou did. Right. It's good. Okay. You guys can come back now.
Yeah. Let's show how it is. So Violet Tangerine is a heist game and it has very unique features to try to capture the energy of a heist, caper. On the medium of TTRPGs. So let's see how this does in practice and how well this transmits to read. So a brief introduction. We are again on the world of 97X for the last time. And the US has been supporting heavily the maintenance of the Brazil dictatorship. As you know, it is pictured as the last bastion of freedom in South America. So, of course, they're going to be backing the military dictatorship there. And there are many payments on gold that they send monthly. And there is a massive payment that is going on. And one group of master rogues learns about this opportunity. And they are going to gather a team and do a heist. They're going to use as a cover the fact that the final of the Copa America is going to be between Brazil and Colombia. And they're going to hide among confusion of the football match to perform the heist of the century.
That's soccer for us Americans.
No, it's actually weird. They're playing American football in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
As in this. Yeah. Did I miss anything?
Listen, I wouldn't know if you did, but it sounded good to me.
All right.
Yeah, sounds fine. A moment of sadness is going to be the last time we're 197X.
Mm-hmm.
SF in chat.
F's in chat. So.
I mean, at least we managed to kill Henry Kissinger.
That's true. In both ways. How to make a character in Violet Tangerine. So characters in Violet Tangerine, because the focus of what the character is on the things that they do and that connects them to the heist. The beginning of the game, a character is very simple. Create a character, you get a concept of what you want, the kind of rogue that they are, and you pick three traits. Then there are five slots, and you assign the traits to three of the slots are scenario specific. And we'll be playing the scenario leaded gasoline, so you get those. So you think the kind of person that you are playing, pick the three traits that you think that fit, and they are being used to flashes, which are special trump cards that each of your rogues.
My brain is processing.
Yeah, I'm just pulling up under right on.
Thinking hard. All right, decision time. I'm gonna farm this choice out because I'm very torn here. So the concept I'm going for, I think. So current thought process for my character concept is a former football player who has a problem with gambling. Ended up in debt to the wrong people, ended up kicked off of their football team for it, and has now turned to a life of easy crimes. Should I take for my third trait? I've already got I'm already thinking about we get three of them. So pessimist, selfish. Should I take competitive or cautious?
Competitive certainly works if you're a former athlete, but
that's why I'm torn. Because both of them were competitive because he's the former athlete, cautious because, well, I've been burned before.
Well, I think you should think more in terms what shapes most your behavior during a heist.
Okay, then I will take cautious.
And you need to equip them on the ladder that goes from 5 to 1.
Brad, what did you say your three are again? So you're cautious, and what are the other two?
I'm about to tie them up so that in the ladder set they're easy to remember. I'm a fool. I'm a clown. Give me a moment.
And the scenario traits for the ladder, they are for the third slot, it's lead to gold. And for the first slot scenario, getaway drive.
What were the scenario traits again? The last one was getaway drive.
And the first one was lead to gold.
I think I'm going to go with calm, meticulous, and I also think I'm going to go with ruthless.
All right. So who's your rogue?
I was kind of thinking I'm going to figure that out as I give them sort of mechanical components. The first thing I thought of, thank you for bringing me this gross toy right on my desk. I love you too. I love.
Speaking of criminals,
this the number one. This most internationally wanted criminal is my child. I feel like sort of the defining character trait about this person that I'm still kind of coming up with. Boy, you just keep wanting to jump up here with the toy, huh? The most defining character trait of this person that I'm thinking of is that if you were to pass them on the street, you would not even notice them. They kind of blend into the background. That's sort of, baby, you gotta stop, please. You're creating what I refer to as an audio hellscape.
But play with us, Father. Play with us.
Yeah, you can get back to me on the rest of the stuff, but that's sort of what I was thinking of in this moment. I am gonna sell you.
So I chose sneaky, witty, and calm, and I think my character is going to be one of my favorite archetypes, the gentleman thief. Just not sure how I want to do that right now.
Anyway, all right, so we're going to start on the introduction step of the scenario. So let's go through the assumptions of the heist. So there are two nations at play, the host nation, which will be Brazil, and Colombia, which will have this challenging team. So rogues will be from the working class from either of those nations, so either from Brazil or Colombia, and there will be at least one established criminal syndicate that is gonna take issues with the heist. Who did disconnect?
That was me. Aggie, close my computer.
Okay, that's pretty funny.
For the beginning of the heist, because of the scale of the operation, the rogues are gonna need to secure a patronage, like a criminal syndicate, intelligence agents, a government, etc., to be able to pull the caper. And the rogues themselves might be affiliated to various organizations, trade unions, communities, etc. However, none of them could have the capacity to do that. And computers are basically magic for the purpose of this heist. And even a partial success in the heist is life-changing for every rogue and their community. And for crimes, there will be a teamed set. So crimes of one will represent contacts for the rogues. Crimes of two will represent locations. Three, deception and infiltration. Four, cars and gadgets. Five, computers and security. Six, driving and scouting. Any questions before we start?
I personally don't have any questions. I don't know if I fully grasp it, but I'm sure I will pick it up as we play.
Same.
I am okay. I'm ready.
All right. So we're going to start with the opening moves. So first of all, first move is a single action. and we are introduced characters, their initial state, and try to see what the whole deal is. There is a single action in mechanical terms, but players can take turn during the scene setting up the scenario, and once you are get ready to proceed with the game, when you think that you have established enough from the initial status at the beginning of the story for the three characters, you can signal, hey, let's make an action, and then we can solve the mechanic. So why won't you start telling what has life been for your rogue and how this absurd amount of money will help change it?
I guess I'll start. I'm Pierre O'Donnelly, an Irish immigrant who's down on his luck from, two failed capers at this point. Some gems turned out to be, they're kind of a gentleman thief, almost. Kind of like almost a wannabe gentleman thief. They're not really raised in the aristocracy, but they're trying to emulate that out of a misguided sense of ideals. And they just ran into foul of a few bad gems, you know, that just weren't as worth as much as they thought they were. And now are in debt to some mysterious organization or something like that. We determined. So quiet now.
I think for Hernando, things have been pretty bad ever since he didn't take the dive and got injured by the organized crime interests in Colombia. Gone from it's the ultimate rough story, going from bottom to top and now tumbling back to bottom. Lots of staying in a crumbling house, trying to figure out where the next decent chunk of money is going to come from. You got bills to pay, and unless something changes, he's not going to be able to pay and have to go back home with nothing.
So my character is Lorenzo Baptiste. He is truly someone you just would not notice in most situations, which he has kind of used to his advantage to work in lots of behind the scenes type of like entry level jobs. He's worked as, you know, a janitor in a lot of places, you know, done a lot of stuff that is just like super simple stuff like that, because he likes knowing how things work on a systemic level as far as like, you know, organizations or I don't know if businesses is the right word, but he likes knowing how a lot of that stuff ticks. And unfortunately got a little too curious in the same way about the structure of organized crime in Colombia, which was maybe the first time in his entire life that he attracted attention. So he's been sort of under the thumb of those who are running organized crime here. They kind of have him doing a lot of like petty crime stuff because they assume that he can get away with it. And he's tired of being stuck in that loop of, you know, they call him, he goes to do a job, he gets paid. You know, then he ends up trying to pay off debts with that money, just in doing so. Ends up needing more money, so he calls them. It just kind of is this endless cycle. So he wants to earn this money so he can skip the country and go start life fresh.
Hey, Lou, now what?
So if you want to move to the next step, one of you should make an action.
Okay, so in order to make an action, I need to...
So who feels that the... They should be the ones creating crimes.
No one else wants to. I think O'Donnelly will try and make some connections in the state. Wait, we're not robbing the stadium. We're robbing something else, correct? I forget where the goal is.
Yeah, but at this point, the crimes that you are creating are more to do with your daily life.
Oh.
Then... So you are still not aware of the heist.
Oh, okay. I thought we were starting like, okay, I get it.
No. This is basically the opening scene, is that we are introduced to the aspects of one by the crimes of their daily life.
Then Brent, if that changes your thoughts on it, that gave me what I need.
Yeah, it does. Oh, good.
All right. So Let's go to the roll for your party link.
I'm already there, Lou.
All right. So, the action has two steps. The first is the rogues part. So, you assemble dice equal to your dice pool. And so, which the starting is 6 dice. And you roll them. And you can reroll any times you want. And once you are happy, start using the sets that you have to make crimes.
All right, cool. So, do I just put in 66 in the top bar?
But there are already the 6 dice for the player.
Oh, cool. How do I make them roll?
Select them and reroll selected.
So, oh, hell yeah. Well, let me look at the themed sets.
Where's this located?
It's the link in the general shit posting chat. Roll for your party, uniformly sunny bulldog.
Thank you. I thought it was just some memes for Manuels. Sorry, Lou. Doubted you.
Shit post too much. It's too powerful.
It's not shit posting. It's Manuel posting. It's a big difference.
So, Lou, I'm going to ask this question because I think I know, but I'm going to ask anyway. Do we have to use the theme sets, correct?
Yeah.
Cool. That's,
you have to use the theme sets for the scenario.
Perfect. Then I'm going to create 2 crimes. The pair of 3s, I think, is Hernando is just looking at these stacking up bills.
Okay. You are not rerolling any dice.
Correct. I think having 2 sets very early game seems pretty okay. So he's looking up these stacking bills and debts. And these 2 3s are Hernando taking the last of his liquid cash and getting some creative passports and IDs.
Okay, so you're naming it passports and IDs.
Yes.
That's a crime.
And for my second crime, my computers and security. It's a little of a... I think that's Hernando going to everyone. Even now, everyone's got one friend who you trust with a computer. And getting any relevant like crimes he's done that would register on computer records expunged. So while it's not permanent, for a little records shuffled around.
All right. That would be 2 crimes that were created.
If I had rolled 6s, I would have had him stealing back his sports car.
Well, we could have rerolled. You can have an infinite number of rerolls. Now,
that's fair.
And it would not be too bad because the second half is the house. Now, the house has a number of dice that increases as the rogues do things. And the house currently has 0 dice. So the thing is that the house always rolls equal to the number of rogues in the crew. There are 3 members. That means that the house rolls 3 dice. So I get 3 dice. Well, I roll them and I get a 3, 4, and a 6. And now the house can use this to destroy crimes, but it needs to match them or beat them. So I will need at least a pair of 3s to beat any of the existing crimes. So I cannot do anything. So the house passes and the house gains 1 dice whenever it is unable to destroy crimes. So the house now has 1. That was the first action. So what we see is you going around trying to get a clean identity. Trying to disappear again, right?
Exactly.
And that's when you're trying to get this from one of your contacts that works on the American embassy. That's how you learn about, might be the opportunity in a generation, that doing the final on the Maracanã in Rio de Janeiro, you, at the same day, there is going to be the delivery of the biggest shipment of gold to the military dictatorship of Brazil. And the convoy is going to be very light guarded. And again, it's going to be quite a messy day during the final between Colombia and Brazil, Copa America. And you also know from your friend that expunged your records, the computer nerd, that Rio de Janeiro has invested in a top of the line massive supercomputer that controls the entire traffic system. It has been quite the outstanding thing. It's said that it's the most advanced system in South America and is being deployed for traffic management. And if there is one thing that you know about computers, that they tend to have vulnerabilities that if you exploit can get you to do whatever you want. So you get the idea that you can exploit this to put the entire city in lockdown and do it in a way where the only place that can get in and out of Rio would be the path that you could use for a getaway drive, stolen gold.
Enough gold for a new life. Hard to pass up.
So now we finish this phase and we move to the job. So in this part, each rogue has one action. And so Hernando makes aware of the rest as of the opportunity as he gets the crew together. And each of the rogue can show the audience why they are badass thieves as they do an action to represent them preparing for this heist.
Which means we now have to figure out the most important and difficult question of tabletop RPGs. How do I know these two?
I can probably make that pretty easy for my character. He's worked a lot of weird little odd jobs and sort of, you know, he's just been all over town. I think you probably bumped into him multiple times working like some sort of like operation level job when you were a footballer, and then probably at least a couple more times just out in the world. And basically like the time where you finally noticed that you had met me before, I was like, we've met like 8 times. And I like went back through them and you were just like, oh yeah, that did happen. And then we kind of got to chatting and it turns out we have a lifestyle in common.
Bren, we can make this easy, and we can just use Sam as the middleman.
Yeah, what was Sam's criminal specialties? Like, how would you know, like, a fresh off the boat, you know, person that's been trying to rob, like, local, like, artifact movers and, you know, gems, like, pawn shops and gem stores and stuff like that?
I think probably, if anything, I would have like worked as like, not like, I don't mean like the machine, but like a street cleaner or something. And I might have been outside one of these places that you were casing and just like thrown in like a weird little, just like, you know what's weird about that door? It's got sort of a trick hinge.
Game recognizes game. I get it. Yep.
Just like, you know, they really ought to do something about that. It would make it really easy to just knock that right off the hinge. Don't even think I'd set off an alarm. It's not really designed to pick things up like that.
Yeah. Somebody ought to inform the owners of this.
Somebody should, but, you know, let's look at the time. I've got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice meeting you. I'm Daly. My character's name again. Pierre O'Donnelly.
Oh, Baptiste.
Pleasure.
And then...
And I feel like, yeah, it's like the same sort of thing where, like, you bumped into me a few times just because I'm just around and I know a lot of people. And finally, I was like, if I were to get in touch with you, how would I go about it? And we probably exchanged some complicated and very convoluted thief style contact information. Just leave a shoe in this trash can.
My card. My card.
Which leads to Hernando and hold on. Hernando, Lorenzo, and I know Brand posted their name. Dare. All having coffee. As Hernando just, look, I'm telling you, huge job. Enough bread for all of us to retire. Breakaway clean.
Well, I'm not one to normally go for gold, but you know, beggars can't be choosers at this point.
Lorenzo has been scribbling down details in a like shorthand script that he is the only one who like really understands what all of it means, and tucks the notebook back into his pocket and picks up his mug of hot water, sips it, and he says, Well, I suppose I'm interested. Certainly, I could use a big payoff for once. That would solve some problems for me. So go on. Let's figure out the details.
But look, all we got to do, we got to go. Lightly armored convoy transporting it. It's going to happen during the football match. And we've got to figure out something with that computer. I think we've got it. But if you all have something you want to add.
I actually have a question for Lou. Lou, I understand that as kind of one of the core assumptions of the game, computers are functionally magic.
Yeah. Basically for this scenario.
Okay. So my question is, what are the odds that I would understand things about how computers work, given that that's sort of the thing that drove me into pretty much everything I'm doing? Like, could I have started to learn about that, or is that too inaccessible at this time?
It's not inaccessible for the rogues. This is why part of the reason why you can do that is because it is assumed that you can understand anything from cars and from computers.
Okay, great.
Is why one type of thematic crime is computers and another is cars. Well, to be fair, two are cars. One is driving them and another is cars.
One is driving them and one is the movie Cars. Just so I am sure that I understand this, what is our overall objective as far as what are we doing with the computer? What's the deal? I know we need to steal gold, but what's the other thing?
So, I have no fucking idea. You could set that up with some crimes, though, baby.
I mean, like, I'm talking like broader, like zoom out. Like, we don't have details about the computer beyond like it exists and we need to make it matter.
It controls all the traffic so could be used to make an escape pretty easy.
Gotcha. Okay. Perfect. I turn to the other two and say, "Oh, I think." If there's an issue with the computer, you can leave that to me. I will take care of that angle on things as long as I get my cut when it comes to the rest.
So what are you thinking?
Well, I think that with some careful planning, I am fairly certain that I could utilize the computer to time out the traffic signals so that the convoy stops when we need it to. Take control of it, and then we use those traffic signals to create obstacles for anyone who might be chasing us as we abscond with our ill-gotten gains. How does that sound to you?
Oh, that sounds good to me.
Lou, would I need to roll some crimes to figure out like the details of like where the computer is being held and how I would gain access to it? And
maybe that's all crimes.
Okay, great.
All facts are literally crimes. This is what I mean when you put yourself in the connections that you create by crimes. This is why we call this the Transvian heist TTRPG, because all you do is crimes. So get your ass to roll for your party and roll your dice pool. House dice is one. Select the blue dice and roll.
I select all of them, right?
Yeah, all the blues. You'll start with six.
Hey, I got two twos and two threes.
Any rerolls?
So remember, twos and threes within the confines of this heist are defined as locations and deception and infiltration.
Which are both very good for what I'm trying to do. What are fours and fives? Is there a list?
Fours and cars. Yes, there is.
Okay, it's on page 21. 666. Okay. On the one hand, I feel like I should reroll the four because cars and gadgets is not especially useful to me in this moment, but I don't think the odds are great that I'm going to get another five.
No, the odds are better if you roll the four and the five.
It's true.
Getting anything useful.
But what is the cost of me rerolling?
The house gets more dice.
That's right. And there's a few over there already.
No, there's only one. The minimum is three because you are three. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll reroll those two.
Right, select them and reroll.
And nothing.
Six and a four. You're gonna keep rerolling. You have infinite rerollings.
But the house gets another die every time. I'll do it one more time because let's get spicy. And if it doesn't turn into anything, it doesn't.
Well, it's an additional three.
That is true. I'll take that.
The house now has five dice, and and you can make 3 crimes.
Okay. I love crimes.
The thing is, if crimes with a single dice are easier to destroy, so I don't know if you want to.
Would you mind explaining to me in brief how that part works? I'm a little confused on that.
So the house destroys a crime by matching it or beating it, set on their own. So they need a single dice at a 5 or a 6 to destroy a crime made by a single 5.
Okay. But so for my set of 3 threes, they would need a 9.
No, they will need a set of 3 threes or better.
Oh, okay.
So you see how it's much better, if possible, to make bigger sets. The thing why it's dangerous is once the house destroys a crime, the house can start making threats.
Okay, gotcha. That's a really neat mechanic, Lou. I like that a lot.
I know, right?
Okay, I'm going to do some crimes.
Right, so what crimes are you creating?
Let's see, for 3s is deception and infiltration, so I'm going to get an entry-level position, let's say, I mean, like, something simple, like handing out mail in the... I'm going to use my 3 for this one, my 3s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, this is the one I think is the most important of these. Basically like doing mail delivery within the building where this computer is housed, as a cover, so that I can, take time and study the patterns, for all of the existing traffic signals and, try to figure out what I would need to change to create a path that causes obstacles.
How about mailroom insider for the name of that crime?
I love that.
So that's mailroom insider for Lorenzo.
Where is the best place to be taking notes of these? Just game discussion?
Yeah, I'm keeping an updated file.
Okay.
So for the time to time, you can use.
Okay. For my twos. I think, can these happen like in sequence with each other? Does that matter? Like as far as just, like,
no,
then I'm also,
does not matter. It is whatever is more convenient to you.
Okay. I'm going to use my twos to, basically figure out like sort of some of the best like choke points for a getaway, where we could really cut off anybody who was chasing us. And I'm going to go, after I've gotten like a list of those down in my notebook, I'm going to go visit all of them, just like take a day where I just visit all of them and, you know, see what, like businesses are there, like, you know, what stuff happens in these places, and figure out how I can best use those environments to our advantage. You know, if there's going to be like a block party one day or something like that, or maybe there's a furniture store that's going to have a big sale, that kind of stuff. Stuff that would draw crowds, stuff that would, I could set it up to make it harder for anyone chasing us to get through.
All right. How about block party show point?
Like that?
Right. So those are your 2 crimes. That was the first action of the crew. Remember, you have 3, 1 for each of them. That was Lorenz.
Do I have to define what I'm going to do before I roll, or can I just roll and then define? Awesome.
You can, if you have no idea, you can try first to.
Okay, I'm going to roll, reroll selected, I think, is what I want to use, right?
Mm-hmm. Select all the blues. Oh, wait. We still did not play the house.
Oh, okay, shoot, sorry.
Ignore those. Time to play the. All right. So the house. See, the house has a 6. So I can destroy a crime, and I can create a threat. So I'm gonna destroy Hernandez's crime record shuffled.
No.
And create a threat. So for threats, the house uses the remainder. So there was a 5 that was left, and the house is a 5. So it can create a pair of fives as a threat. And I'm going to say, I'm going to create the threat white hat hacker. So we cut from this situation in which we see Lorenzo traveling to Brazil and going around getting connections and other immigrants to get a job on the traffic controller building and getting a position on the mailroom. In the meantime, we see something suspicious being flagged on the database of international crimes, and we see that Hernando is being flagged, and we see only a silhouette against the blue light of a computer, a white hat hacker that is now paying attention to Hernando's movement and is now is going to be an ongoing threat. And threats are so dangerous because threats can actually kill rogues if they target a rogue and they don't have crimes. And they roll their dice. So the white hat hacker rolls two dice and is not able to destroy any crime. But is now a threat for the ongoing heist. Every time you do something, there is no a white hat hacker monitoring you. And maybe they will be able to. The good thing is that when a house creates a crime, it needs to lose that number of dice. So the house is now down to three dice.
I just want to clarify, you were saying Hernando. Do you mean Hernando or do you mean me?
The crime that was destroyed was Hernando's.
Oh, no, I mean that the white hat hacker is just in opposition to.
Well, all the threats are against the part, the crew.
Gotcha.
So, but it destroyed Hernando's crimes. Yeah.
Heard. Okay.
So, Hernando, you lost your 2 5s crime.
It makes me very sad.
This is why.
Hey, Brad, you did a really good crime, and I'm sorry that the dice destroyed your crime.
And this is why it's important to get powerful crimes. Also, might be important to go over flashes. Now, flashes are extremely powerful because you can use it anytime. You can interrupt anything that is happening. And not only that, you can do it without the house doing anything. So when you flash, you do an action and the house does not get to do anything. So it's basically free crimes. And
I have a question about that. One of the ones that I'm looking at, it says when you destroy a threat, this flash, do I have to take a specific action to destroy the threat, or is taking this action destroying the threat?
That is an extra benefit that you get if you do. What are you? Can you say it again? Which one it is?
I'm looking at Ruthless. When you destroy a threat, this flash, you may create a crime that has the same set value.
Okay, so this one is you can use at any time. When you destroy a threat, you get this benefit. The thing is, the most common way to destroy a threat is you make a crime that matches or beats the threat. So if you get a power of 5 or better, you can use it instead of creating a crime, you can use it to destroy a threat.
Okay.
And again, the good thing of Ruthless is that you can flash into Ruthless, roll the dice, create a set to destroy a threat, and you get a crime as a bonus.
That's sick as hell.
So now the question that I say is, okay, but then why don't I just flash as much as I can?
There's a reason.
Yeah, so you see that there are 5 numbers next to the loadout of traits. Whenever you flash, that becomes your dice pool. So your dice pool starts at 66, but whenever you flash, your dice pool starts going down. So that's the trade-off. You get a very powerful ability at the expense of reducing your ability to create crimes in the future.
Okay, I'll hold off on killing this white hat hacker.
Okay. Yeah. So I got another quick question. We also have to do these in order. Is that correct?
What do you mean?
Well, okay. So I put sneaky as my top one.
That's right. So the order of that is you are basically keeping when you want those abilities to activate. So when you put sneaky on the top, when you go from 6 to 5, the sneaky ability triggers.
Oh.
And that's where the strategy of the character creation comes, is not only which traits you pick, then in which order you equip them, because you're thinking, okay, will this be more useful to me early on the heist or later on the heist?
Yeah, I get it. That's very fucking cool.
Also, if you want to change stuff based on that, go ahead.
I might.
I'm committed.
And I've respected that about you.
So anyways, my check. I know we went through a whole bunch of rules explanations. So can I keep that role? Or
you can keep that role.
Okay, so I'm going to reroll the 2 just for the heck of it. See if I get another 3 or another 6 once.
So from what you saw from this explanation, it becomes harder and harder to get big crimes as the game goes on. So it's a good idea to, well, you can get them.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying for. I'm going to reroll that 2 and see what I get.
You want to reroll again?
Yeah, one more time. There we go.
Oh, there you go. Okay, what do you have?
So I got 4-3 crime and a 2-6 crime. What are those again?
Right, so what will be the crimes? 6 are the driving and scouting, and the 3s are deception and the infiltration.
Okay, so I think the 3 crime is going to be me sneaking into the security office that is handling the transportation and basically taking microfilm copies of their itinerary and everything they're doing along the line. And then the 6 crime is going to be me scouting out the route they're planning to use, looking for any, hey, that dumpster is very conveniently chalked right on that hill. Kicking that chalk out could, cause a disruption in the line kind of deals.
So what will you call those?
Microfilm in itinerary is the 2-3 ones, or the 4-3, whatever. Brain's not working. And wraps along the way. Is that a good name for it? Is that too much? Or chalked dumpster. Kind of like chalked dumpster. No?
Chalk up that dumpster.
What?
Basically, chalks are, I think they're American slang for those wedges you put on like cars and stuff to keep them from rolling downhill and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's our slang. I don't know if that's slang in anywhere else, but that's what we use it here for. Like chalk it up.
Right. So yes, you scout ahead and try to... You work, you get into the Canadian security firm that is somewhere contracted by the army to handle these transfers, and you take snapshots of the itinerary and you start laying out traps. Now it's time for the house to think. The house is back to 5. Oh, the house got a 3-3. What is a 3-3? Okay, the house is going to destroy Block Park, the shock, and is going... The threats are going to be big. I'm going to just create a 6. A threat of city hall. What is the term? License permission.
Certification?
Permits, yeah. So basically all the things that you are kind of trying to get to happen. There's a lot of efforts because, again, the Call of America is a big event, and the bureaucrats are working overnight to get everything rolling. So every time that they see something that does not have permits, they just crack down on it. It's making things really difficult.
So Lou, I got a quick mechanics question. So say you have a dice pool, like the house has a dice pool of 4 and happens to roll like all 3s. Mm-hmm. Did they still get rid of like the microfilm itinerary, even though they don't have that would technically get rid of all their dice?
Yes, they just cannot then create a threat.
Ah, Cool. So it gets rid of it, but no threat.
Yeah.
Ah, cool.
That is also another benefit, is that the harder it is to destroy a crime, it's also more difficult for it to create powerful threats. Also, another thing is that the house does not get to choose how the sets are made. The house automatically has to make a set of all the dice with the same number, which really limits its options. Imagine if it gets 5 threes, it cannot make a set of four for the microfilm itinerary, and then make a threat of three. No, it has to lose all of them together.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
So, Lou, you're going to have to jog my memory on this. Because years of playing Wild Talents and Rain have rotten my brain about dice pools that work like this. Do I get to roll my full dice pool, or is it just four dice?
You roll your full dice pool.
Okay. I have an existing set, and Wild Talents I wouldn't get to. That's why.
Yeah, no, the sets get the crimes exist. It's always good to have crimes, because you keep the dice pool and make more crimes.
Crime time!
Oh, going to keep those?
So those are wide boys, but if I'm gonna reroll, I'm gonna reroll all of them.
Wow.
I know. Cause I already have a 2x3. I'm gonna reroll the ones.
Right.
Well, that was fun.
Well, you can use the 6 to destroy the City Hall's permit threat.
Yeah, I am going to do that. That represents Hernando calling in counter favors from city. Wait, what is it? I don't know what it represents. We'll figure that out in a moment. What do I turn my threes and ones into? I think my threes are using what little credibility and fame I have left to give us a reason to be there. Just, oh, look, we're visiting as a lover of football.
All right, so footballer VIP.
Yeah. And my ones. My former bodyguard is in the security escort for where the money might end up.
What's their name?
They'll be Luis.
Right. Let's see what the house gets to do.
Nothing, because it's not very nice for it to do things.
All right. So the best set it has is pair of fours. The only thing it can destroy, well, it can destroy Louise, and it can destroy passports and IDs. So I think the house is going to destroy these two.
No!
Yeah, so as you are returning back, your passport from Brazil is revoked. Going to make it harder for you to go back into the country. And Louise is fired and replaced by other people for this transportation, and there is now a 3-3 threat, a 2-3 threat. B. After this is apprehended, you found on your luggage, on your way back, a note that states that we know what you are planning and we want a cut. So there's someone that seems to believe that they are onto you, and they are making blackmail someone on Brazil. The house now only has 5 dice. Time to roll for the threats. Hacker does nothing. The blackmailer does not. All right.
Good. I'm glad.
That was this action. So that is the end of this phase. Anyone wants to do any flash? Oh, we can proceed.
I'm saving my flash.
Just real quick, did I miss anything specific other than the fact that somebody is trying to cut or get cut in from Brazil? What did I miss?
Are you amazed?
Somebody. Go ahead, Lou. You bullied me. You tell Sam.
Yeah, you missed Brad's action.
Brad, what'd you do?
I met up with my former bodyguard who was working security, and I got us in as a footballer VIP. And then Lou rolled well and destroyed my passport and my friend in security and made a blackmailer.
Well, that seems a little rude. I thought we were all sort of one big happy family here at CGA, and now I'm starting to think maybe that's not the case. I find that a little bit hurtful. No, I'm just joshing. It's a bummer that happened, though.
All right, so if nobody wants to do anything, we're going to be finished with this phase of the heist. So it's obvious to you that you are above your head and something this big, you cannot pull just a tree of fuse. You're going to need the patron of a bigger organization. So the plan is going to be risky and expensive to pull. And you need to convince someone or back you up. So this time we have objectives. So the main objective is secure patronage. Once you secure patronage, this step is over. For that, you need a total of 4 dice of 2 different, so that come from 2 crimes with different numbers. So the moment you present that, this phase is over. You can continue. There's also a secondary objective. You need up to 3 total dice of deception, infiltration, and locations. You do, you complete the secondary objective. To complete an objective, you just need to say, hey, I want to stack crimes, and you say which crimes of yours you want to stack, and they count for completing the objective.
Mechanical question. When we stack the crimes, are they? Do we lose them?
No.
Beautiful.
So at this point, you can fulfill more than fulfill the secondary objective.
Yeah,
if any of you stacks your crimes.
Yeah, I was about to say, I can just stack footballer VIP and pop that.
Yeah. So the plan is going to be kept secret. That is not going to be a problem. So now you only need to secure patronage. So at any point, 2 crimes, 2 different numbers, which you could also complete now. The thing is, you are giving up the actions that you have, because you have 3 actions on this phase. And you can distribute the actions whoever you want.
I think we should roll our actions and then fulfill securing patronage. That way we at least have our actions.
Yeah, and again, it does not need to be 1 for each of you. You can decide, hey, you use this, you use that, as you fit. So, right. So how you go around to secure patronage? Who you approach and try to impress?
Sam, I'm going to ask because it genuinely could be serious. Is there any seriousness to the Soviets?
I would say about let's call it about 40%. So I was definitely leaning more towards it was a joke, but like if that feels viable, then I'm open to it.
I mean, we could also try the local crime barons, which would eliminate my debts to them too. But they're probably going to want a decent cut for that. And I've got a blackmailer.
I mean, that would definitely be, they would be more accessible for sure. My only thought was that it would specifically be a good thing to, because what, just broader stakes, we're doing this in opposition to something the US is doing, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily that we are individually doing it for political gain, but it would piss the US off.
Yes.
You know who loves pissing the US off? Is the Russians.
Yeah, everyone.
Well, I was going to say, System 4, everyone, the Russians.
Me, personally. Yeah, the Russians are pretty wild on that, so I was like, the Soviets could be a good choice, but also it's just a funny thing to say.
Maybe the militias, they can get this money to support them.
The militias would also make us feel like less terrible people.
That is true. Yeah. And I care very strongly about not feeling like a terrible person.
Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. So I guess you are trying to contact the M19 or the FRACs or the different militias active around, which by itself is very troublesome because, you know, both the criminals aligning with the government, the criminals in the military, and the government, they will be very suspicious of anyone trying to do that. And also, they take a lot of precautions to not be caught, because that's how they are successful militias. So, how do you go around it? Okay, I think there is something that might be a cue for Daddy. So, the M19, one of the first feats that they did that stand out was when they stole one of the swords of Simon Woolley. And this seems to be the kind of thing that Terry might be have been involved with. Museum heist.
Sorry, I had some tinnitus in my ear at that moment. Yeah, I think... No, yes.
Creates a threat. There's a fucking ghost.
No, not the ghost. Anyways, yes, I would probably be involved in that if I was there at the time.
So maybe you can maybe try to get in contact with some M19 people?
Yeah. And so what I need is like 4 non-repeating dice. So like 4... Okay. Is that correct? So like say 4, 5, 6, 7. I mean, well, it doesn't go up to 7.
No. You have already, because you need 2 different crimes, different numbers, that total is 4 or more, which you have with microfilm and the dumpster. So...
Cool.
So it's like you could complete already, but it's like, but you have 3 actions. It's kind of a bit of a waste if you don't do anything.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to do some crimes, I guess. Do some crimes.
Yeah, you have to do some crimes as you try to. Basically, this is going to represent the things that you have. The relationship that you have with the M19 and how those can be used as crimes. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going to re-roll the 2 ones, the 3, and the 4.
All right. That's 4 dice for the house. Total of 9.
Fighting each other, Lou. We're fighting each other. Anyways, I think I'll keep that.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Are you absolutely sure?
Well, I already added 4 dice to the house. 4 dice to the house.
Yeah, but the house can use the remainder to make threats.
So wait. Yeah, I know. So there's already 4. The dice already has 7. I don't want to add more. My mentality here.
Yeah, but again, leaving 2. Can use remainders.
Oh, you use my remainders.
Yeah, in addition to its remainder. So it uses all remainders.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go ahead and I guess re-roll that 4 then.
All right.
Hopefully I get something good. Because you said you used the remainders. So in a 4, that would create a threat of 1-4. It's harder to remove than a threat of 1.
That's correct.
We're gaming.
Yes, that's...
Capital G gaming.
How you guys say it, I'll bring
gamers.
All right, so we roll that 4?
I did.
It's a 4. Do you want to re-roll it again? The house can never roll more than 11 dice.
I know.
Oh, just 11.
Just 11.
I mean, it's a 10 now, so...
At 10, yeah. All right, then I'll roll both of them, see what I get. Oh, come on. Work with me, people.
Okay, I think it's important to mention one thing. You don't have to destroy a threat all at once. You can hamper it, which represents you starting to lay down things to make things more difficult for the threat. So basically, you use a dice to reduce a dice. So in this case, you could use that to reduce the die of the white hat hacker.
Oh, okay. I get it. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, there was still... I did not mention because there was still not an opportunity to do that.
So I'm going to use that
5. This is a good way to not leave remainders.
Yeah. I'm going to use that 5 to reduce the white hat hacker by... blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so it's now a single die.
And I use the 4 to reduce... Can I use a 4 to reduce the blackmailer?
There is a trick. For reducing, it has to match the die.
Thank you. That's good to know.
For beating, you want a pair of three or better could do it. To hamper a threat, it needs to be exactly that die.
Okay, cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to use the two threes that I have. The first off, sneak into the blackmailer's stash and steal all his blackmail.
Mm-hmm.
Steal all the blackmail, especially the stuff on us. And then I'll, for the six, what are six crimes again?
Driving and scouting.
And that does not have to include actually driving, but just cars in general.
What do you mean?
Well, could I say I sabotaged one of the cars in the convoy?
Yeah, that you can do.
I'll do that. I sabotaged one of the cars in the convoy to, break down at a certain point.
Sabotage convoy. Yeah. Yeah, basically, we see a flashback of during the heist of the N19, where you sabotaged one of the security patrol cars. Well, you were able to get away with the freaking sword. And that was your action. And now it's the house's turn. The house's 12 die. When the house is more than 11 die, it unlocks special actions. In this case...
Oh, no!
It spends 2 die, set 1 at 6, and now it rolls the other 10 die.
What if I asked it very nicely not to?
Well, there are flashes for this. The flashes are for asking it very... Okay, let's see what it can destroy.
A lot of stuff.
I don't like the words that you just said in that order. I don't care for that at all.
Actually, the only thing that it's useful is the trio of sixes.
Good.
I think it's gonna destroy Football VIP and... When you come back from jungle, there seems to be that the pink newspaper is running a scandal article suggesting that Lorenzo might have been involved in whatever it was that caused his fall from grace again. And it's thought that can he be involved with the criminals? Can he be involved with the N19? Why? So,
I just want to clarify on people. You said Lorenzo. Lorenzo never really had a...
I meant Hernando.
Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. Just wanted to be sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And...
No.
This was enough that his invitation has been revoked, laying things down. So he's no longer driving with the Colombian team. They are choosing to distancing themselves. And with that remainder of 4 and the other 2, there is a new threat, which is going to be American dictators start to get really interested. Because it turns out that they were the ones behind the blackmail. And after that got ruined, they decided... Oh, this is now a fucking war. We're going to get these three fucking guys. So the Americans that are manipulating and financing and profiting from these different drug operations on Colombia, which are definitely not the CIA, you are on their target. So you need to move fast in getting some bigger organization to cover your ass. And the house now has 8 die. And also, there's bigger trouble. Because I'm going to be killed now.
I have to flash.
You have to flash because I'm going to roll for the hacker. And the hacker is going to kill you with a 1. Because you have no crimes and it could take you down. So you need to have crimes to not be killed.
Right. So I have to flash.
You have to flash.
Well, so the ability triggers... When I get to it. So at 5 dice, competitive triggers.
You flash your ability triggers.
So I'm competitive. I add to this flash a number of dice equal to the number of dice of the strongest threat in play.
So 3.
So 8 more. So 8 dice instead of...
You're going to roll 8 dice instead of the usual 5.
Sick. How should I handle that with this?
Have fun. Borrow two from the house.
I like to share.
Okay, roll.
So I got 2 6s, 3 3s.
You can re-roll as usual.
Yeah. It might be worth it to re-roll.
I would not re-roll the 5. You can just use that to... Can he use that to kill the white hat hacker?
Yes, and then not be killed. That's usually how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you get them to be taken down, you kill them before you...
Is it worth it to try and fish for the 3, chat? Because if I get one more 3, I can...
Did you just call us chat?
Yes.
I will re-roll the 2 and 1.
I want to hear from chat.
What could possibly go wrong?
He said, is it worth it to re-roll the which ones?
The 2 and 1 to fish for a 3 so that I can totally remove both threats.
Absolutely it is. But you did get a set. Is that anything?
So that means...
You can reduce the American deck traders to 1 die.
Yeah. And then I still have a set left over that I can use to do something cool.
You have 2 sets still.
Well, I was going to use the 6s to blow up the... Oh, no, it has to be the exact number, which I use the 5 for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
you use the 4.
So...
Yeah, I have the 6.
6s are vehicles and scouting, and 3s again.
Well, and again, this is a flash, so show us a flashback or a montage, something that is independent of time, which you were, maybe it was how you were preparing to, you know, to what did you plan beforehand when criminals were on your ass or when you would once again fall from grace?
So I think we'll use the ultimate plan when you're a celebrity falling from grace. I'm going to fall all the way down until people love me for how sad I am. So I went to my publicist and leaked a bunch of photos of like my crumbling home and of me like sobbing as they repossessed my car. And so the deception set I create is sympathetic. People just think I'm down on my luck. And it was so effective with the 2 6s, they returned my repossessed sports car.
With the 3 3.
That's what I was going to. The 3s are sympathetic. The 2 by 6s are the return sports car.
All right.
And that's just my like. And so when he gets the newspaper that shows him, you know, disgraced, he just starts laughing. And the next one is Hernando Morena, hardworking, just down on his luck.
All right. So that was the.
Just like any celebrity, when down on your luck, sick your fans on somebody that you don't like.
I go on TV and just let me be very clear. I'm very sorry.
Sorry.
I'm learning from this. I'm growing.
Non-apology.
And the non-apology. Left the ukulele.
No, that's too far. That's too far. Instead, it's going to be a black background, me looking sad.
All right. So that was the part from the house. So it is your second action. So who takes this next action?
Somebody steal a plane. Don't actually, but that's just an idea.
Well, I did an action. And honestly, I think it's you or Sam.
Sam should go. Then I'll go.
Sam time.
John Doe time. Sam time.
Lorenzo time.
It's Lorenzoing time.
I'm gonna Lorenz all over them. What does that mean? I don't know, and I don't want to know. I regret saying it.
All right. So, how are you getting the patronage of the N19? The M19.
Can I roll first and then decide that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're not allowed, Sam.
Damn it.
Thanks.
I got 3 sets. I got 2 3s, 2 4s, and 2 6s. Nice and clean.
3, 2 6s, 1 4, and 1 5. That's what.
Wait, you do? I'm seeing 2 6s, 2 3s, 2 4s.
Huh.
Brad, Bren, what's over there on y'all stream?
I see 2 4s, 2 6s, 2 3s. Maybe Liv, you want to refresh the page?
Yeah. Yes, I refresh it, and I now see it. Do you want to give it?
You know, that's 3 crimes that I can do. So. hard to pass on the chance to do three crimes in this economy. Crime.
That's so many crimes. Yeah. So go ahead and tell me what are the crimes that you do that get you the favor of the M19.
Okay. So let's see. I've got deception and infiltration. Got cars and gadgets, and I've got bribing and scouting. Would I be able to use the narrative framing of a previously destroyed crime for this, specifically the driving and scouting one? I was thinking about all of the like places that I mapped out and all of the information that I gathered. I could just give that to them.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, if you want to do more crime, here's an understanding of the streets at a technical level that might be very useful.
Yeah, share the intel.
So I do that for my driving and scouting. That's my six.
You get a nice car. That should be the four. What is the car that you get?
Hang on, let me think. Brad, you got a six sports car already, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what kind of car is it? Did you decide, or was it just...
Just generic six sports car.
Okay. I'm going to make a strong character choice here. This is my only character that is tied into this season that does not in any way connect with a dope motorcycle. I can't do that this time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it does say cars and gadgets.
You have a death ray acquired by a senator's son.
I should get a gadget. Oh, but that's so fun. I really... I want to do that. I probably shouldn't do that. The problem is that when you're the guy who has a laser gun, it feels like that's a lot of pressure to really find a lot of good uses for that laser gun.
Me pulling out my laser guns in reaction to any problem, regardless of the laser gun, will help. Well, it's a shame it turned to this.
When everything is a hammer, when everything is a nail, everything looks like a laser gun.
Just with the laser gun, yeah. Yeah, you have an experimental laser again.
Ooh, I got a good one. You know what I get? It isn't a car. It is a gadget. I get some gadgets. I manage through some back channels to get a hold of these communication devices that operate on a like subwave network, so that basically like they are almost indetectable, like they're almost impossible to it would be impossible to find this signal unless you knew how to look for it and knew how to tap into it, which makes it really good for private communications as a communication network between criminals. And supposedly the person who invented this is a some fucking dorky college professor somewhere in Chile a few of these devices ended up on the black market, and someone was able to take them apart and figure out kind of how they worked and then reproduce them. So
all right, so it will be a bootleg telex.
And then for my last crime of my litany of crimes that I'm doing here, that was my cars and gadgets, deception and infiltration. I would just get them all of my, I mean, I know one specifically deals with contacts. I think I would just pass along to them any like structural flaws I had found in, you know, maybe some of the various government buildings that I might have worked in. Just like, you know, this is when like shift changes in security happen. And, these are when certain tests are run every month, like, you know, like certain drills for emergencies or like that kind of thing. I would just pass along a big packet of information, or I would offer that big packet of information, provided that they help us and that they don't get too greedy with how much of a cut they're taking.
All right, very good. Time to...
Lou, just want to double check, make sure I'm keeping good track. That means I have four crimes currently.
You have four crimes.
Nice.
Let's see how many you have after the house.
Yeah, let me just, for my own, so I don't have to keep asking you. Real quick, can you just run me through a list of my crimes?
Mailroom insider. trio of trees, bootleg telecs, a pair of trees, experimental laser guns, a pair of fours, shared intel, a pair of...
Mailroom Insider, bootleg telex, experimental laser guns, and sorry, you said the last one was...
Shared intel.
Shared intel, thank you.
So, did you see what the house rolled?
I had not yet, but I bet based on the fact that you asked it, it's a rough time for me. Let's see what we got here. Oh, fuck.
Fuck indeed. I guess it's going to destroy the microfilm itinerary.
No.
And it's going to be General Marcus, a trio of six threat. While this is happening, as you secured board of the N19, we cut to to Brazil, where a new general is put in head of handling this, and he completely scratches the existing plans, forcing you to improvise. So, do you want to take another action, or you want to complete this phase?
I could take an action if that's down for the chat.
I mean, I will happily encourage you to take another action. Although, does that mean the house is going to get another action?
Yes, but I'm already committed.
Okay. Brad, I encourage you to do this. Stop calling us the chat. I work here.
Okay. I guess I'll reroll these three. Okay. I can live with that. All right.
Reroll the two.
I'll keep it. I don't think giving you more bonuses is worth it compared to the just having a useless two. I am going to spend two of my sixes to damage the new general.
Very well.
I have my publicist put out an article to my newly sympathetic self saying he's a bad person. Nobody likes him.
He committed so many war crimes.
Now, that doesn't get people in trouble. Something similar, though.
He did not commit enough war crimes.
That's the tactic we'll take. And I'll turn my two fours into actual, like, tools to remove the money from the cars. Like lockpicks, blow torches, stuff like that. Breaking tools.
Yeah, breaking tools. All right. The house is five.
Take my fours. That'll make me sad.
Yeah, I'm going to remove your sympathetic because you basically used it now.
That's fair.
To go on the offensive. That is going to be it. And I'm going to create... I'm going to make a paparazzo.
Paparazzo?
All right. You're done with actions. Can you complete the final objective or you're going to fail the heist at this step? Yes, you have more than enough. Time to proceed for the next phase.